Another turn in the ongoing legal and political fight over ranked choice voting in Maine. Republicans in the Maine Senate this afternoon moved to block implementation of the system, which could be in place for the June primaries. As Steve Missler reports, the GOP is attempting to step into a lawsuit over ranked choice voting.
Republicans are attempting to use their slim majority in the Senate to approve an order that effectively challenges the Secretary of State's authority to implement the ranked choice voting law that nearly 400,000 Mainers approved at the ballot box 2 years ago. The order makes over three dozen claims, among them that state election officials cannot spend money to implement the system without legislative approval. Republicans have blocked efforts to fund implementation. Nonetheless, Republican Senate President Michael Thibodeau insists that the order is not designed to throw another wrench into the system rollout, but instead to provide legal clarity in advance of the June primary.
The one thing we don't want to have is chaos after the vote. We don't want to be trying to figure this all out in court after the fact.
That argument was echoed by Republican State Senator Roger Cates during the floor debate held Monday afternoon. Cates said lawsuits challenging election results were inevitable if the issues outlined in the order are not resolved.
It's not about the policy of ranked choice voting. It's about trying to avoid a chaotic situation and a potential train wreck that I would suggest is right around the corner if we do nothing.
But ranked choice voting supporters and Democrats aren't buying it. Several criticized Republicans for once again blocking a law that was approved by voters. Democratic State Senator Troy Jackson said the order is too expansive and would allow the Senate to sue the Secretary of State.
The broadness of this order concerns all of us to such great regard that there's no way that we can support something like this.
Thibodeau, meanwhile, says he'll attempt to intervene in an ongoing lawsuit between the Secretary of State's office and the group advocating for ranked choice voting. Supporters filed an injunction last week to force the Secretary of State to implement the system after Secretary of State Matt Dunlap warned that a conflict in statutes could scuttle plans to use it for the June 12th primary. Kennebec Superior Court Judge Michaela Murphy is expected to rule on the injunction this week. And it's unclear if the Senate's move on Monday will affect her ruling, but it could cause delays in the nation's first primary election using ranked choice voting, a system purportedly designed to reduce divisive campaigns and eliminate so-called spoiler candidates, all while producing a clear majority winner. Ranked choice voting has had an uncertain go since it was approved in a statewide referendum. Lawmakers delayed implementation and passed a measure that eventually repeals the new system. Ranked choice voting supporters then organized the People's Veto, which will appear on the June ballot, potentially at the same time that Mainers are using the system for the first time. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
The Maine Senate continued to debate the measure this evening. It's still expected to vote on it.